Now the story of frontline sales reps scrapping to learn new skills and build their careers. It's Arrested Sales Development with Max and Ben. Hi, welcome back to the Arrested Sales Development podcast. This is Max.
Hey, it's Ben Tannenbaum.
And today we're going to be speaking about product knowledge and how to really learn but also value the products which your company sells. So the first question that I'm going to pose to Ben as the SDR outbound role is, how do you learn about the product?
And so that's a good question, Max. And I think this is a really important topic because we're sort of on the entry level, front line. We don't really know anything about anything coming in. So it's really important that you learn. I think that goes without saying, even though we just said it. But the best way to learn is asking questions. I think you just have to be talking to people 100%. All the time, right? I feel like you and I ask more questions than is probably even needed.
Yeah, we're all over our managers asking questions. And I think, you know, as someone who started at the inbound role, it's definitely important to learn by failure. And obviously that's sort of a cliche and everyone says it, but you know, if you don't have one phone call where you have a prospect who's asking you 1,000 questions and you don't know the answer and you are not babbling, you're not gonna learn from that. You gotta have that babbling experience. You know, I had one guy call and he asked me about a product our company sells and I gave him a 2-sentence answer and he was looking for more like a 10-minute response and he got pissed at me. But you know, that was a great learning experience for me because one, I got to calm him down. Two, I learned a lot about the product when I heard my superior start speaking to him about the product.
Right.
Really helpful for me.
And it may sound obvious, like ask questions when you don't know something. It sounds sort of dull. But a lot of times people are, especially coming into a new job and a new company, a little bit shy or hesitant. And you have to get over that. You can't let that be an obstacle.
Especially in this role where we got a lot of, you know, straight out of college kids coming into this role, you know, don't be afraid to speak up, but also don't be afraid to ask people within your organization who you think are a lot higher than you within the organization. For example, within my first few days at the company, I had to talk to the VP of sales, and to be honest, it scared the hell out of me because I didn't think, one, he knew me yet or respected me, which he probably didn't because I hadn't met him. But it was a great learning experience to, one, go in and introduce myself, and two, ask him the question because he respected me for going out of my way and also out of my comfort zone to speak with him.
Yeah, I think we've both had experiences where somebody, a prospect, asked you a tough question on the phone and had no idea. So I literally had to put the guy on hold, run around the office, try to ask like 4 different people to get the answer. And so that stinks, but it's really the best way to learn ad hoc. I guess, what about sort of formal official training sessions, Max? What type of more structured formats have you found helpful to learn about your company's product?
Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest, you know, shadowing calls was by far and large the number one way in which I learned, you know, my product knowledge. The other thing I'll say is that, you know, as an SDR, especially someone who comes right out of college, you can really use the skills you learned in college to learn your product knowledge. For example, I was a history major, so I know myself really well, and the way I memorize things is taking notes and writing things down. You know, just because you aren't in college anymore, you're not in class and you're in work, still it works to use the same exact strategies and methods to memorize or learn things, right? So I spent basically the whole weekend, my first weekend at this company, just writing down all the products, exactly what they mean, what they do, how they function, you know, the tech side behind them. And then I wrote down 3 sentences of how to actually talk about them while on the phone, not just bullet points. And from those 3 sentences, those are pretty much exactly what I say on the phone today. And I had those memorized down pat. And, you know, there's great ways. It was a great way for me to learn the product personally. But you got to go, you know, you got to do what works for you.
And I like that a lot, that approach of sort of summarizing into your own language and words how you understand something. Because even if you only understand product X at your company at a 3-sentence level at the start of your job there, as long as those sentences are your sentences and you actually understand it, even at that rudimentary level, if you understand just that basic, it's a lot better than parroting back marketing collateral that you don't understand at all.
Exactly. And it also sounds like it's coming from you as opposed to marketing, right? You know, and anyone on the phone, you speak to them and you speak to them in an informal manner and, you know, you can actually speak like you know what you're talking about. You're not reading off paper. They're going to respect that a lot and the call is going to be much more positive.
Right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Now, I think one other thing that you sort of touched on briefly, but is listening in on calls with other sales reps. What are the types of things that you listen for when you're sitting in on a call?
For sure. You know, I personally, I listen to a lot of their language and how they speak to things. One of the hardest parts about starting this company was that, you know, we are a software company. So it's very tech-based. You know, a lot of the questions that our prospects have are, at least for the first few weeks here, were way over my head. You know, going into exact JavaScript codes and, you know, how we can implement and things like that. You know, to me, that was like, basically, you know, you could have asked me to build a spaceship. I might have had a better chance of doing it than actually learning. But, you know, it really was about listening to how they speak about things, writing everything down, and then after the call, asking any questions that you weren't clear on and getting those basically cleared up. Because if you don't clear up those questions, you're never going to learn. But also, I think the salespeople respect you. You know, anyone higher than you respects you when you ask them 1,000 questions and you're trying to figure it out. Because it shows them, hey, I want to learn, I want to be here.
Right. No, I agree. I think one other thing I like listening to on sales calls, aside from the product-specific knowledge, is sort of the methodology of the call. So taking notes on the beginning, even if I don't understand the technical product stuff or the software stuff that they're talking about, try to understand what did they do at the beginning of the call, what types of questions were they asking, and then once they were showing a little bit about the product, how technical were they getting, how not technical were they getting, and then at the end, what types of questions were they moving or were they asking to get the keep the process moving or to close the deal. So I think making sure you're learning not just about your product, but trying to at least plant the seeds for learning about further stages of the sales cycle is important, assuming you don't want to be an SDR forever.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think the last thing I'll say on this topic is that, you know, another thing that was very helpful for me was to find sort of that mentor-mentee relationship. You know, although I don't think I found a specific mentor, I would say that I found 3 or 4 people who will always invite me to their calls, but also will take the time, you know, 10 minutes after the call to explain why this happened or why that happened, right? So those 3 or 4 people, you know, I basically am on their calls, and I feel like I'm almost an extension of them, and that has helped me learn so much about product, but also just about the company, you know, office politics work and this and that, and, you know, as someone new to really just the job world in general, you know, shadowing people who are a few years older than you and building relationships is unbelievably helpful. And I'm assuming, and I think a lot of people will tell you, that that's going to pay off in a few years down the road.
No, you're right. I think, so we've touched a little bit on how you learn and the process of learning. I think the next thing we want to touch on quickly before we wrap up is, what do you learn, Max? And like you were saying, our product and a lot of your products probably are pretty technical, at least from an outsider's perspective. So how much detail do you think it's important to learn when you're first coming into an SDR role?
For sure. Yeah, obviously, you know, as an SDR, you don't need to know exactly how your product implements and how many specific lines of code and this and that, right? But you do want to have a general understanding of that, right? So, you know, if a prospect calls you and says, hey, you know, it's going to take me 15 days or, you know, 10 years to implement, you obviously are going to have a better answer than, oh, I'm not really sure, it might take this and that. You got to have some kind of specific. But obviously, you don't want to go too deep into it. I think the SDR role is more of like a general understanding. So, you know, if you can get someone on the phone and talk to them about really one, like a targeted response, you know, you can get them thinking about, you know, specific aspects of their business and what they need to fix. But then you don't want to go too deep into the, you know, whole discussion, because you want to leave that for the trained salesperson who really knows what they're doing and how to talk about it. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think something that's important is to understand which features of the product actually sort of resonate more with the prospects, because that's the type of thing that as the SDR you have to know. You have to know, if I get somebody on a cold call and I use these specific words, that's going to get their attention positively and increase my chances of booking a meeting. Whereas if I say the same thing in a little bit more technical verbiage, they're going to hang up on me and like, what was that all about?
You know, and for the inbound aspect of that as well, a lot of it is sort of like playing Clue, like the game. You know, you're trying to figure out what they're actually interested in when you're talking about it, right? Because you might have a prospect who says, explain your company in a few minutes. You know, I got 5 minutes here, whatever. Now I'm going to go over all the general stuff, but if I hear them ask questions about certain things, that's when I start going a little bit deeper into those products or, you know, services, whatever it is you're offering, right? That's when you start actually going a little bit deeper. Not so specific where you're going into the code and all that, right? But at least to the point where they're intrigued and they want to keep going and learning about it.
And finding Professor Plum in the parlor with the candlestick.
Exactly. Yeah. That's also important.
Sure. Absolutely. And I think, to your point, then we'll sort of wrap this up and get on to the interview portion of this podcast. But there are differences on the inbound side versus the outbound side. Mm-hmm. If you're doing inbound, I think there you do have to dig a little bit deeper and know more technical details about the product than if you're just poaching outbound. Do you agree?
I 100% agree. And then also say that, you know, in the inbound, with in terms of product knowledge, you're going to be forced to learn it. I wouldn't worry about learning it if you're in the inbound, because you're going to get calls where at some point it's just going to become fluid to you and you're going to end up just knowing it all. You know, in a month, if you've taken 10 calls a day, you're going to be able to speak to it, no problem.
Sure. No, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. So I hope this was a little bit valuable. We're learning about learning, talking about how do you learn and what do you learn.